From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Anti-government protesters in Egypt are hoping today's demonstrations will be the largest since the country's civil unrest began a week ago. They're hoping at least 1 million people will turn out today. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro says organizers are encouraged by the changes that have come about in the past few days.
Omar Suleiman, the newly appointed vice president, came on state television last night and said that he had been ordered by President Mubarak to open a dialogue with the opposition. This has galvanized people. The mood is extremely ebullient this morning. All the people that I've been speaking to say that this is the beginning of the end of the Mubarak regime. They really feel like they're seeing the tangible effect of what these protest movements have sought. But they also say that their main aim is to get rid of Hosni Mubarak, and that has not been achieved yet. And so they will continue to protest and march until he is gone.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in central Cairo's Tahrir Square. The army is promising that troops won't attack peaceful demonstrators in Egypt, but the internet and rail services in the country are cut off. Foreigners are starting to run out of food while awaiting flights out of the country. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that U.S. officials are closely monitoring the situation, including any impact on financial markets.
Oil prices topped $92 a barrel as the protest in Egypt entered a second week. Egypt is not an oil producer, but the Suez Canal is a major shipping route. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says administration economists are keeping tabs on the situation.
We have thus far, to my knowledge, not seen disruptions in, for instance, in the Suez. We obviously are monitoring the unrest and the uncertainty to see what impacts that might cause.
Even before this latest spike, gasoline prices topped $3 a gallon in much of the U.S. High gasoline prices cut into other consumer spending as well as consumer confidence. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
A third of the U.S. is in the path of a major storm carrying strong wind, snow, and ice. Chicago Public Radio's Tony Arnold reports that parts of the Midwest are bracing for a record-breaking event.
The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard watch for Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday. It's expected parts of Chicago near Lake Michigan could see more than 18 inches of snow, and with wind gusts topping 40 miles per hour, the Weather Service is expecting whiteout conditions. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says the city's plows are ready.
We're going to do everything possible. Then again, you go to the private sector with their trucks and things like that. That's what you have to look at, like anything else, and it's an emergency, so that's what you have to do.
Daley warns against businesses giving their employees the day off work before the blizzard hits. He says that could set a bad precedent. For NPR News, I'm Tony Arnold in Chicago.
You're listening to NPR News. California Governor Jerry Brown is invoking the democracy movements in North Africa and the Middle East to press for a special election on raising taxes. In his State of the State message, Brown says it would be unconscionable to block voter input on lowering a $25 billion deficit projected through 2012. He says legislators opposing the idea have not offered any alternatives. The Republican National Committee finished 2010 owing $23 million in debt. NPR's Peter Overby reports that the new chairman says he's focused like a laser on rebuilding the GOP's national organization.
Reince Priebus, who took the reins of the RNC less than a month ago, is trying to get out ahead of the bad news. Even before the committee released its year-end finance report Monday, Priebus announced the $23 million in red ink. The debt is 50% higher than the committee's last report from mid-November. The man Priebus ousted as chairman, Michael Steele, had spent much of his two-year term denying that the RNC was in financial trouble. Priebus now says the committee relied too much on high-cost, low-return direct mail. He says the staff has been cut by one-third, and big donor giving has started to come back from 10-year lows. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
The Justice Department says it plans to appeal a federal judge's ruling against the health care overhaul. U.S. District Judge Roger Vinson in Florida says a provision requiring people to buy health insurance by 2014 or pay a fine is unconstitutional. Vinson says the entire law is illegal if the mandatory insurance provision does not stand. Asian shares are higher as investors show fewer jitters over the unrest in Egypt. Stocks closed higher in Shanghai, Hong Kong, and Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.